Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And it is time now for our prayer coach slot, where we talk about our spiritual health. And it's a good thing that my next guest is in with me, reminding myself, and I'm sure some listeners, that it's actually Father's Day this Sunday, the 17th of June. And, you know, just as we were chatting off the air, I thought to myself, yes, I actually have thought about it. I'm telling Porky's. I did remember it was Father's Day. Mainly not because I'm very astute or anything, but because I have to read the newspapers every morning. There's reminders of it there. So I'm sure for some people you're saying, good, thanks for the reminder. But it's really the first time I've thought about my husband, my baby's father, and how to honour him this Sunday. But I haven't thought about God the Father. So that's what we're going to be talking about today with Reverend Gary McDowell, who's minister at Greystones Presbyterian. Thanks for coming in, Gary.
It is a pleasure as always, Wendy.
You're a dad?
I am, three children.
So this Sunday, hopefully, you'll be remembered and celebrated and honoured. But as I said, we often forget that we have two dads, really. We have our Heavenly Father and then our paternal father. And a lot of people might just use the word God or Jesus when they're talking about God. But some people, sometimes in different countries that I've been in, they always say, God the Father, God the Father. Is it something that we forget that God is our Father? And when Jesus was telling us about God the Father and even teaching us how to pray, he was reminding us of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on every occasion Jesus talked about God, he always referred to him as God the Father. And that's right, because this is a prayer coach kind of slot, Wendy. And I remember those disciples said to Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? And he says, whenever you pray, say this, our Father. You know, he could have said, great and holy mighty God, or, you know, but he said, our Father. He brought God close.
And is that what Jesus wanted us to really think about? Because, I mean, if you sit down and you talk with your kids, there's a very special relationship there, you being their father and closeness and all that sort of stuff. Is it that God didn't want us to see him as this kind of far away, as you say, he is the Almighty, but he wanted to bring it back to, I suppose, our earthly understanding of relationship, maybe as father and mother and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. I think the common perception of God is someone distant, remote, and that idea of an old man with a big beard, a kind of Father Christmas kind of person. But that's not what he's like, and that's not how God wanted us to know him. And the Bible tells us that in Jesus we see a perfect representation of God the Father. In fact, Jesus said to one of his disciples, when you see me, you've seen the Father. When you've heard me, you've heard the Father. This was the Father in action, because God wants to be intimate. It's just a lovely word of intimacy. That's what he wants. He wants to be closer than close, because he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he wants us to know him in exactly the same way.
I can't help but think of, and we can't possibly remind ourselves enough of this, of if we really try to see God as our Father, and we think about it, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes fathers have to be tough on us, and sometimes through great love, in knowing what's best for us. And that's possibly as children, it's a hard part of the paternal child-father relationship. But as children of God, it's also a difficult part to be able to understand the harder times.
Well, that's right. God does discipline us. Discipline's a good thing. It's not a very popular thing, especially with children. But it's definitely a good thing. In Hebrews 12, it says, well, it was referring to Proverbs, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't lose heart, because the Lord disciplines the ones that he loves. And endure this discipline, because God is treating you as children. And so it's true there can be hardship in our lives, or God can discipline us. But actually he's doing that because he loves us. And that's what you do with a child. You know, you stop the child from crossing the road when there's a car coming, or whatever it might be, because you love them. You want to protect them. You want to see them grow and develop and flourish. So discipline is really important. And God sees that in the same way. He loves us so much. He wants to shape us and discipline us.
In the Bible, Jesus calls God the Father Abba.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what that means, in terms of it's a very kind of warm way of saying Father,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, in the New Testament it's recorded three times, the word Abba. It's an Aramaic word, and it was used by Jesus in that garden the night before he died, when he said, Abba, Father. And Abba is that Aramaic word. It's a very a child would have called their father Abba. It's not a disrespectful word. It's not even a baby type of word, but it shows real intimacy with God. So Abba, Father. And he encourages us. Paul says that when we become followers of Jesus as well, we're filled with his Spirit so that we too can call him Abba, Father. We step into the family of God. He's not remote. He's a father. He wants to hold us, guide us, love us, be compassionate with us. And we can, that's not a cheeky thing to do, to call him Father. That's not a presumptuous thing to do. He says, this is what I want. Come close. I am your father. I am your spiritual daddy. And he just wants the best for us. And he wants us to trust him, to come close, and to be loved by him and to love him.
I think, Gary, what might be difficult for a lot of people is if they don't have a good relationship with their paternal father, their earthly father, it's very difficult then to feel or see the love of their heavenly father, because obviously that has an impact, that if there's a bad relationship, or maybe you don't even know your father, you might be a person who've never met your father.
Well, that's right. Every time we think about fatherhood, we think many people listening will have had bad experiences, and there are so many absent fathers these days, which is a very sad thing. In Matthew chapter 29, Jesus says something that sounds a bit strange, but he says this: do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. It's kind of strange, isn't it? But what he's actually saying is that he's actually speaking in the ultimate sense. Ultimately, God is your father. He is the father. And if we're thinking about fatherhood, we mustn't judge it simply by our own experiences, for good or for ill, but for God, who is ultimately our father. He made us. He's given us life. Every atom in our body, it belongs to him. So he is the father, the ultimate one, the ultimate expression of fatherhood, who's the perfect one, and who wants us to be perfect like him and know him.
No small task that. For you as a dad, and for dads listening, I know sometimes, Gary, when I've lost my cool with the baby, my husband
Surely
is very
not.
Quick to jump in and say,
I don't believe that, Wendy, you're so
to look at me in dismay and say, Wendy, take a chill, take a breather. But for dads listening, what are the things that they can try and really learn from Jesus, from God, about trying their best to be a good father?
Yeah, well, I was just reading John this morning, and John's got so many things in it about God as our father and his generosity. You know, he's just generous over, you know, where Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. My father's house has got many rooms, and I've got one for you. You know, he's generous with his home. He wants to fill us with joy. He gives us his son, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son. That God gives us his Spirit when we put our trust in him. God gives himself. So he's totally generous. And that's, again, it is hard being a father. My kids are growing up. My baby's 21.
Still, always be your baby.
That's the thing. You never stop worrying about your children. They give you such great joy, and they give you such a heaviness sometimes. But that's part of the responsibility. And God's the same with us. Sometimes we give him joy, and sometimes we give him pain, I suppose. But ultimately, he says, come to me, and I'll give you rest. He says, if you've got burdens and worries, bring them to me, and I will embrace you. But this lovely verse from Zephaniah, but you know the one I'm going to read, which talks about the fatherhood of God, and it says, he will take great delight in you. That's you who are listening. That's you, Wendy. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I just think that's beautiful. That picture of God holding us in his arms. This is the perfect father. Not like us, who are maybe not as touchy-feely. Maybe we think we couldn't do that. And yet that's the heart of every father and every mother indeed. But our God wants to hold us and rejoice over us with singing. And he's a model. He's a perfect model for all fathers. All of us are broken. All of us are imperfect. We fail over and over again. I could give you a long list of failures of mine. But as we read his word and we see his generosity, he's slow to get angry. He's full of compassion. He keeps forgiving us. He keeps picking us up. He's generous to us. He gives us the food we eat and the air that we breathe. He gives us every good thing under heaven. And this is a model for all the fathers out there to say, am I being like that? It's not to condemn ourselves, but to say, if he's our model, I'm going to try and do that. I'm going to try and be more compassionate, more generous, more whatever. But yeah, not to beat ourselves up, but he is the perfect father that we can rejoice in because he rejoices in us.
Well, really good advice and insight today. I've been chatting to Reverend Gary McDowell, who's minister at Greystones Presbyterian Church in County Wicklow. And, well, in advance, a very happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. My girls will be coming. I can't wait.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's the best gift of all is time with your children. And our prayer card series will continue each Wednesday just after 11 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.